Ascension. Your journey from out of the sun to the ascension must be made in a certain space of cosmic time. When you waste time in one embodiment, your experiences in another must make up for it. Much assistance is being given to mankind at this time, never heard of before on Earth. That is because we are at the close of a great cycle. Not only at the close of the sixth ray and entering into the seventh, which becomes the action for the next 2,000 years, but also a cycle of cosmic import which the planet Earth has never reached before. That is the cycle in which our universe is to move forward. This is our system, the sun and its planets around it, as well as the other systems around a greater sun, are to move ahead in the scheme of things. The Earth, with its destructive activities, has for long retarded this progress, but the ultimatum has been issued and all must move forward or be removed. Therefore, the Great Law is permitting dispensations during this great cosmic push not heard of before. There has been given a new dispensation for the attainment of the ascension. The ascension is the purpose or goal of all embodiments. The goal is to not only free oneself from human creation one has drawn about him and perfect himself, but to make the ascension. This dispensation is giving the opportunity of making the ascension at the close of this embodiment to hundreds of thousands of people and perhaps millions. If the ascension is not accomplished at the close of this embodiment, an earnest student making conscious effort towards that end would attain it in the next embodiment. That means that the individual never again has to come back into a physical body, but can finish his course on Earth, this schoolroom, and be forever free, ascended as Jesus himself. In the ascension, one takes all his achievements with him. The principle of the cosmic law in making the ascension now is the same as formerly, the way Jesus and others attained theirs. Of course, it is not necessary to go through a similar crucifixion as Jesus did. The reason for his was to show the victory of light over the human form. At the time of passing, those who would not be able to make the ascension as of formerly now can under the new dispensation. The ascension is completed at or after so-called death. Every particle of life essence is withdrawn while the physical body remains here. Only the chemical part is left, the shell. There will have been drawn into the etheric body the purified essence of the physical body, while the remains of the physical body are or should be cremated. Through this understanding of the law, as is being taught now, is how Jesus performed miracles and attained the ascension. He made a public ascension which was witnessed by about 500 people, thus leaving the example to all mankind. This made and left an etheric record which no other individual has done. That etheric record stands pulsating in the atmosphere to this day. It acts as a magnet to the consciousness of mankind. Jesus, through his ministry, set into action the latent or dormant etheric records of perfection in mankind and the very earth itself. This began a forward push in mankind's evolution or expansion. Jesus came when mankind's evolution was at a very low ebb. His life and manifestations on earth reversed the currents, drew forth, and set into action the etheric records of former ages of perfection. The inherent good, both individually and for the earth. The ascension is practical and scientific. It is the same principle in operation as a fan or airplane propeller. When it spins fast enough, you see through it and it seems not to be there, but get in the way of its action or field of motion and you will know soon enough it is real. After passing, the body should be kept quiet and undisturbed for 72 hours, or 3 days, as it should be in any case, then cremated. This returns the elements back to the universal in a quick and clean way instead of having to undergo disintegration or decay, the same as articles or trash of no further use are placed in the fire and transmuted, leaving everything clean instead of in a heap of decay. In the Golden Ages and on Venus and other planets, there is no decay or blight. When a thing is no longer of use, it is etherealized, transmuted, returned back to the universal to be used again. Some feel a horror at cremation because they imagine a burning sensation from fire. But remember, your loved one is gone, is happy and more alive than before, and only the shell is left. Hundreds of students have made the ascension within the last 20 years, whereas formerly the average number of ascensions was about one per year by those who had had training in a retreat. Also through a dispensation, there has been special assistance given to those in military and naval service, which has enabled thousands to complete the ascension. Of course, every individual has to know his or her I Am presence in order to make the ascension. Then how is this done by those who do not know their presence? The action is, when they are catapulted out of the body or otherwise pass on, they are assisted and taken by beings on the other side, at inner levels, in their etheric bodies, and given the understanding of their own I Am presence. Then, through the use of wielding light rays, they can transmute their karma and make sufficient balance to life to enable them to ascend. Everyone, when making the ascension, has the assistance of the ascension flame and some brother or sister from the ascension temple. The new dispensation could not have come forth if enough of humanity, the students, had not used the transmuting violet flame to the point where the ascension was possible. Physical constructive release is the only way you can release energy enough to draw you into the ascension. As you come nearer to the goal, everything in your life speeds up. Your good accumulated around the presence becomes an electrical magnet that draws you into the ascension. Today you have the opportunity to make the ascension into your everlasting body of light, to draw enough purified substance from the physical body to enable you to make the ascension. You cannot take anything from the earth in the ascension except purified substance of the physical body. At the moment of the ascension, all destructive records which have not been erased with the violet flame are consumed or transmuted. One can only make the ascension by expansion of the threefold flame in the heart. When one ascends, that flame moves to the center of the body. The threefold flame expands the light in every electron of the body, which becomes the force field around the threefold flame. At the ascension, the electrons expand, transmuting or raising all lower vibratory rates, the electrons filling the force field of the threefold flame. When one becomes an ascended being, he carries the human qualities in their perfected state and the purified physical substance. Individuals in the outer world now have the opportunity to make the ascension through application and the great assistance afforded by the cosmic law at this time. There is now an opportunity never had before. Each one that makes the ascension raises everyone else on earth to some extent. For illustration, as you would take hold of the center of a tablecloth and lift it, all the rest of it is lifted to some degree. When one ascends, all human creation, all knot of perfection in that life stream, is transmuted. So that much is removed from the atmosphere of Earth. Your ascension is assured if you call the presence into action daily and live accordingly. Your application is the only thing that will enable you to make the ascension. You can be given wonderful assistance, however. We can make a daily call for our ascension, which will stand in good stead when the time comes. We can say something like this: My magic I Am presence, you direct my activity, world, and affairs, and take full command of me. Guide, protect, illumine me every step of the way, and see that I render the greatest service possible. See in your wisdom that I make the ascension at the close of this embodiment. I am the ascension manifesting. I thank you, beloved I am. The ascension is complete balance of the masculine and feminine. After a man or woman is ascended, that one can work and appear as either masculine or feminine, having had both masculine and feminine embodiments. The ascension is attained in a masculine body by the one who started out in a feminine body, and vice versa. Twin rays. The action of twin rays is one of the fundamental laws of creation in the universe. That phase of creation is an important action of the great cosmic law. It is a fundamental principle in individualization and in cosmic action. An individualized flame is sent forth from the sun. This God flame stands above the presence and is the first projection from the Godhead when individualization takes place. Then from it are projected forth two rays, or a divided ray, which is the focus of the two I am presences, externalizing the masculine and feminine aspects. Around each of these flames at the end of the rays is coalesced light substance of that realm, forming the electronic bodies of the twin rays. Twin souls, as it is sometimes termed, really means these. The phrase, made in the image and likeness of God, applies to the electronic body. In the beginning, one individual comes forth into embodiment with masculine aspect predominant, and the other with the feminine aspect or qualities predominant. Each may go through many embodiments or incarnations of both masculine and feminine. Sometimes both may be embodied at the same time. They may be in masculine and feminine bodies, or both may be in masculine or both in feminine bodies. They may know each other or they may not. However, many twin rays do not embody at the same time. While one is in embodiment, the other works at inner levels, thus forming a magnetic pole, and at times reversing the order by the other one taking physical embodiment. Thus, through the various embodiments, they gain what experience is required to attain the goal, the ascension. When they are to make the ascension, each embodies in the opposite gender from the one in which they started out in their first embodiment. Every individual or life stream has a life pattern, such as a flower, a flame, or a cross that is stamped on every electron of energy he uses or that flows through him. It is a pattern given the God flame when individualized, and therefore twin rays carry the same pattern. Also, each life stream has a tone, tune, or keynote. Twin rays, or flames, may be on different rays because of free will. At this time, the close of the cycle, there has been a uniting of many twin rays. Many have been drawn together in the physical realm. This is done under the direction of the Presence and Ascended Masters in divine order for a definite purpose and not to satisfy human desires of anyone. So no person should go searching for his twin ray. Leave it to the wisdom of the Presence. Just because two human beings are twin rays is no assurance they will be forever happy if brought together, because each has his or her own accumulation of discord or karma, which will act regardless of the one he may choose as a mate. However, when twin rays work in harmony with each other, there can be achievements accomplished between them because of the sensitiveness and inner attunement which would not take place otherwise with some other individual. There is also an action at this time of the union of twin rays among students having this understanding with their twin rays already ascended. This forms an action like the opposite ends of a pole, the one in the ascended state with the one in the physical realm. That gives to the ascended one a focal point in the physical realm to work through, while the unascended one has the privilege of drawing on and using the full momentum of ascended master powers and consciousness of the ascended one. Of course, that only takes place after the unascended one has reached a certain point on the path, since the responsibility of its use lies with the ascended one. In the realms of light, there is no giving in marriage, just a uniting again since having strayed apart. There is only the activity of the two rays. It is necessary for both to be ascended to work at cosmic levels beyond a certain point. After the ascension of the twin rays, they can enter into the silence, the God flame from which they were projected or externalized. Or one can enter and the other stay out, or both can stay out, depending on the great divine plan and their free will and choice. When both have made the ascension, each is a complete balance within himself. Thus, the one flame that came forth is now three complete flames which make a cosmic action of the power of the 3x3.